This is Sawtooth Mountain Elementary News. Screwed up. I'm David Seaton, and I am a guitar maker and repair person. I also live up the Gunflint Trail and have a canoe outfitting business in the summertime. Carrie Bilbin told me that she was talking about the physics of sound with her music students and asked me if I would come and talk to her classes, elementary classes, about what I do. And I love physics and I love talking about sound, so it was a real treat for me to come and speak to the kids. So to help the kids understand what sound is and how sound is made, I brought some props along. I brought a very long bungee cord that we stretched between a couple of chairs in the band room. I brought along a couple of bottles that I was able to blow across and show them the difference between size and sound and frequency. We talked about how low humans can hear, how high humans can hear. We also talked about how things get amplified. I brought a tuning fork that you can just barely hear by itself, but if you put it onto a wooden box, all of a sudden you can hear it, not unlike the string of a guitar that you can barely hear, but when you put it onto the body of a guitar that's playing, it amplifies the sound and you can hear it. I had a great time working with the third and fourth graders. They were really excited to have somebody come into the classroom. Carrie wanted to show them someone who's involved in music, but not necessarily a musician. They asked a lot of great questions. They were so curious about my instruments and about sound. We actually went into a little bit of math involved in music. I also talked to them about my learning process and how I read about music and read about physics and read about guitar building when I was young, just because I was curious, and it was very, very fun for me. But they asked a lot of great questions. They all wanted to know how long it takes to build a guitar. They all wanted to know how many guitars I've made. They all wanted to know where did I learn how to build guitars. And all of those things are very easy to answer, but not particularly interesting questions as far as I'm concerned, but that shows their curiosity. They could see themselves. Wow, how could I do that? And that's the part that really made me excited. Sound is all around us, and music is organized sound. So everything that you hear can be interpreted as music. Obviously, what you hear on the radio and when you go to see a band or you hear a musician, that's music, and that's wonderful. And it's important for kids to understand how to appreciate music, not necessarily what they like or want to listen to, but other kinds of music too, including when you're out in the woods and you hear birdsong, or you hear the wind whispering in the trees, or the water lapping up against the waves, you know, the shoreline. That's music too. So learning that sound in an organized fashion with meaning is music is important for everything that kids do, and it helps them to develop and grow. Thank you for listening to Sawtooth Mountain Elementary School News.